If old MacDonald was real and actually had a farm, she'd talk about it. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, and it's time to catch up with our friends from Focus on Energy. Boy, they had a busy week presenting this year's Energy Award to a Wisconsin dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, just north of where I graduated from, Lena, Wisconsin, where the Peterson Dairy was named the Energy Award winners for 2018. And what a beautiful barn we had to visit with. You'll hear from John Peterson, one of the LLC partners, in just a little bit to describe the facilities. But first, let's recognize the award. Maria Richmond is the director of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation. She was one of those on hand to present the award to Peterson Dairy and says it's not often she gets a chance to actually be out on the farm, but she recognizes that Wisconsin agriculture enjoys the benefits that Focus on Energy can provide.
Absolutely. It's just great to see the direct impact of the Focus on Energy program in rural areas. And so the energy savings, the economic development, and just being a part of that effort and being here is so exciting.
You know, some people look past that economic development aspect. You know, they don't think about all the employees that this dairy farm is able to support because of the expansion and the energy savings.
Absolutely. So when you have energy savings, you can think about using the money that you're saving to hire people. The Focus on Energy program itself, for every dollar invested in a project, you get $4.07 back. So that's a pretty big deal from a return on investment and looking at the economic activity it generates.
And people need to realize this is your utility money. This is other utilities all across the state coming together for the Focus on Energy program.
Absolutely, as the ratepayer benefit program. So if you're not taking advantage of Focus on Energy, you want to make sure that if you're paying your utility bill and it's a partner utility, to check it out and see what you can take advantage of as a resident or a business.
Yeah, well, and I always think about that. If you go in an appliance store, they always have this energy savings on the side. Okay, now just imagine a bigger tag when you deal with Wisconsin agriculture and the way they're capitalizing on it.
Absolutely. So the stores make it really easy for you to go in and just take advantage of the savings. There's a lot more work related to the rural and ag areas, but we're willing to do that work and make sure that you capture that savings.
Is this program still finding continued support across the state from your perspective, Maria?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's continuing to grow and we look at new opportunities. We were just talking about how the technology changes. The technology that we have today is going to be so different than the technology that we have 5 years from now. So there will always be potential for this program.
You know, the other thing I think is interesting is, although it may have been around for a while, I still find contractors or tradespeople that haven't had an up-close working relationship with Focus on Energy. So again, like you said, all kinds of upward potential.
Oh, tons of potential. And we want to make sure that we're expanding our opportunities for vendors and for implementers and anyone who would want to play a role in saving energy in Wisconsin.
Thanks for being here on the farm.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Maria Redmond made the trip out to Peterson Dairy in Lena, Wisconsin. She's the director of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, and she was not disappointed with what she saw. This year's Energy Award winner, Peterson Dairy LLC, like I said, Lena, Wisconsin, John Peterson, was the one accepting the award and showing us around. I asked him to tell me a little bit more about how this dairy started way back when.
So my mom and dad started this in 1973, and I became partner in 2002. We formed the LLC.
Okay.
And from that point, we've had slow, sustained growth till we got to about 600 cows. And then we started evaluating about 5 years ago now the possibility of expansion, a new parlor, how to incorporate different technologies, whether it's through lighting, fans, how to cool the cows, what we're going to do to maintain maximum cow comfort, produce a quality product, and be sustainable in the business.
Yeah, I love that attitude, because so many people will say, oh, they just wanted to get big. That's not the deal.
No.
It's all about the cows.
Yeah, it's 100% about the cows here. We look at the cows as they're produce, allowing us the ability to do what we do and what we like to do.
Yeah.
And we truly love what we do here, and the cows allow us to do that.
Yeah, take care of the cows, they'll take care of you. So tell me about this new project then. I understand that it kind of just was conversation on how you got hooked up with the Focus on Energy folks, but it paid some pretty good dividends. How did this all get started?
Well, first we met with some contractors, and then they alerted us to contact Focus on Energy on what there might be. You know, maybe there were some things we weren't looking at for fans or maybe energy efficiency possibilities that we weren't aware of. And when we sat down with them, they allowed it allowed us to be enlightened as to what avenues we might be able to approach on allowing us to be reduce our costs on a daily basis in operating, and at the same time still focus on cows.
So tell me about the scope of the project. How many cows were you looking? I mean, this is brand new construction. This is not any add-ons. This is brand new.
Yeah, so we went basically from 600 cow housing, and we looked at we built a new freestyle barn. We're housing up to about 1,150 cows now. And we went from a double eight parlor, was our old setup, to a new parlor that's expandable to double 20.
Ah, nice.
And it allowed, basically, it still allowed us to focus on the cows.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Focus Energy, you know, helped us basically achieve what we needed to do here with energy efficiencies and working with the contractors.
Yeah, right. Were you surprised at all, John, about what they told you? I mean, you go in assuming you've done all your research, you know what you want, you know, you sit down at that table, and then it's like, okay, now what? Did they surprise you? Were you a little bit, you know, intrigued by some of the stuff they told you?
Well, yes. I mean, when you start looking at paybacks and some of these things, it is an eye-opener as to if you got to think outside the box. And some of these designs, I mean, you can get stuck in one mindset, and basically it allows you, it doesn't hurt once in a while to have someone else come in and knock you off your podium for a second and say, you know what, you got to look at a different avenue.
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
Well, it's everything from, like you said, cow patterns to the cow comfort. They have the experience. I mean, I'm sure you toured plenty enough facilities and did enough that kind of research, but they have plenty of resources too.
Yes, the more minds at the table, the better. Yeah. I mean, you got to incorporate everybody's opinion and look at the facts and figures, and it'll steer you in the direction you need to go.
Well, and I heard one of your energy advisors, Nicole Zeidel, say that, you know, John was also thinking about efficiency with staff. It's not just about the energy. The whole thing's got to come together.
Yeah, it's full circle. You got to look at from start to finish. How to allow people the ability to do what they need to do the most efficient way, and minimize stress on cattle and employees, because it starts with the people that work here, and if they can walk into a facility that they enjoy to be in, it's a trickle-down effect.
Yep.
And it's only going to allow the animals here to be more productive, and people are happy.
And keep your employees. Yeah, you're exactly right. So what are you most proud of, or what do you think is kind of the coolest? Every guy that has built a facility, there's something or a couple somethings that kind of you really like to show off to other dairymen when they come around. What are they?
Well, I think it's our focus on the office areas, the employee area.
Yeah.
When the employees are comfortable, it's truly makes the rest of the day go smooth. But I mean, at the same time, I mean, the facility that we built, the new facility, new barn, transition cow barn, when you walk in there, everybody from the cows to people enjoy it.
Yeah.
You can see it when you walk in.
Yeah.
And when you can walk in and, you know, look around, everybody's smiling, the animals are comfortable. I mean, I enjoy walking in there on a daily basis.
You know, and I want to pause there for a second, because there's some people listening that are in dairying and would say, what is he thinking? John, what are you thinking? Have you looked at the milk price? Have you looked at this? But that key is, when you walk in, you're happy right now.
Yes, yeah, and that's what it comes down to. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, I mean, is it a gut check now when prices are low?
Right.
Yes, I'll admit that.
Right. Right.
But it's long-term. It's a long-term plan, long-term investment, and we're in it for the long haul.
Well, and like you said, by working with energy, Focus on Energy, that long-term investment is bigger now on the energy side of things. And here's the other thing I want them to know. How hard was it to work with Focus on Energy?
Oh, very easy. Very simple. I mean, Nicole and her crew, straightforward. The contractors were a big help. Having the contractors that have experience working with them, giving them the right information right off the bat, it was just a few conversations, and we were able to focus on what we were back to what we needed to do.
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't slow you down, they help you.
Correct, yeah. It's when you're doing a project of this scope, or any project in general, you want to have minimal bumps in the road, and you're always going to have some, but when you can go through and have the right people taking care of the project and their ends, it's streamlined.
Streamlined indeed. That is John Peterson, one of the family members of Peterson Dairy LLC in Lena, Wisconsin, up in O'Connell County, that picked up this year's Energy Award, courtesy of Focus on Energy. And his streamlined partnership with the Focus on Energy Advisors was critical. He worked with Nicole Zeidel. She is the energy advisor that got the project started. Since that time, she has actually taken a job in the private sector, but she was on hand to watch Peterson Dairy accept the award. And Nicole said they got involved with this building project before they broke ground.
I actually started working with the farm because they're a nearby neighbor of myself, and we were just talking at a personal event, and they had talked about the plan of building a new facility in the future, and I just kind of mentioned to them, being a neighbor, a friend, and part of my job was to help them maximize their incentives and determine energy efficient projects, and worked really closely with John and the members of here at the farm, as well as their trade allies, to identify energy efficient measures. We helped identify an estimated incentive well before they move forward with the project. And at that point, we knew that it was going to be a great facility. They had a lot of ideas in mind for efficiencies, not just in energy, but in work efficiencies, making sure that they were taking care of their animals and cow comfort. They had so many things in mind, and I think that they did a great job of hitting all those goals.
So just a casual conversation that turned into money savings for them.
Definitely. They're saving thousands and thousands of dollars a year on their utility bill by putting in some of the upgrades that they have, variable frequency drives, high efficiency fans, LED lighting throughout their entire facility are just a few things that they've installed to save that energy, and they got a really nice incentive check to help compensate that additional cost to go to those energy efficient measures.
One thing we've talked about previously, Nicole, is when to make sure Focus on Energy is involved in the project. Don't wait too long. So this obviously started before. Was it still on paper?
It was still on paper. No ground was broken or anything like that. Definitely give us a call when you know that something's going to happen and go from there. Work with your trade allies, work with your energy advisors, work with your utility. Let them know what's going on because they know the program's. They know what's going on. They know who to direct you to. Call your utility. Call Focus on Energy. Get involved in the planning. You may just have to have one phone call, and then it might be a year down the road before we need to talk again. But just to let us know we're on your radar, then we can follow up with you when you're getting busy and may forget to take on that task of following up with us.
Now, this was a good-sized project. So did you end up dealing with John specifically, or was it more with the general contractors?
I worked with John to get the contract information, and from there, just to help out John a little bit, I was able to communicate with the general contractor, the electrician. The electrician, for example, sent the proposal right to myself. I was able to sift through what qualified, and then I notified John, this is what qualifies, this is what doesn't qualify, do you want to maximize your incentive a little further? And that's kind of how we worked, and the same with closing out the project. John notified me the project was done, and then I reached directly out to the contractors to get those invoices, and then, notify John that everything's been submitted and a check will be in the mail.
And it was just that simple and just that fast.
It was very simple and it was very easy. When you have that open communication and sharing contact information and keeping everybody in the loop, it's not hard. The hardest part you should have to do is just to fill out the application and get your signature on there and let us know the project's done.
She took it from there and turned it into cash. Nicole Zeidel, the Focus on Energy advisor that worked hand in hand with contractors, the trades, and Peterson Dairy to get that facility up and running, saved them more than $27,000 in energy rebates and helped them earn the Focus on Energy State Energy Award of 2018. Congratulations. You can see more pictures of Peterson Dairy and find out more about the facility itself. Just take a look on Facebook. Look for Fabulous Farm Babe. And of course, if you want to work with your local energy advisors, go to focusonenergy.com/agriculture and you can get started there. For Focus on Energy on a finally Friday, I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.